The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I know you've been blessed. And I know that God's blessing will continue in your life in Jesus' name. This morning, by divine privilege, I have the opportunity to speak the word today on the topic, Laws of Good Success in Business and Career Part 2. We actually started Good Success on Wednesday. So we continue Laws of Good Success in Business and Career. In the first service, Pastor Moshebi told us some of the things, some of the laws, which time will not permit me to go through them. I want to encourage you to please get the tape and listen to it. It will bless your life. Laws of good success in business and career. God desires that you have good success. And I love it because that Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible did not say success. The Bible made us to understand that the word God desires for us is good success. And that adjective, you know, distinguish the kind of success that God desires of us. He said, good success. So, if there is good success, definitely there are bad success. But see, there is the one God desires for us is good success. And so, when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 28, the scripture was read to us this morning. Deuteronomy 28, in verse 13, the Bible wants to make it clear to us. It said, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Somebody say amen. And not the tail. And thou shalt be above what? Above what? You see, some people believe that life is about ups and downs. But that is not the picture that God painted for us. Some people believe that in business and career is up and down. But I've come to understand, I read my Bible. And I've come to understand that that is the world way of appealing to our human nature. Because see, the world always wants us to live on this plane. Whereas God desires that we live from the higher realm. So they say that life is up and down. So you win today, you fall tomorrow, you win today. And there are those who actually subscribe to that. And then you see that today they are up, tomorrow they are down. Today they are up, tomorrow they are down. Because they believe that life is up and down. But you see, Bible says you will be above only. Above only. And then you continue, in case you don't get what I'm saying. Can I get the scripture again? And thou shalt not be what? Be net. So it means that be net is not your portion. Now let's finish that scripture. He now said, if thou will hearken unto the Lord of the God, which the Lord I commanded thee this day to observe and to do all of that. He said, it made us to know that ahead is your position. You stay ahead only and not be next. So God has designed and destined you for continuous and consistent success. Continual and consistent success. And that's why the Bible said that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more, more and more. New King James said, brighter and brighter. Unto the perfect day. More and more. More and more. More and more. So that you are getting better. You are scaling higher. And that should be your testimonies in the name of Jesus. And we see the example of people in the Bible. Number one example is Isaac. The Bible made us to understand in Genesis 26. You know his story very well. If we read from verse 12, particularly to verse 14, the Bible made us to understand that this guy, then Isaac sold in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord bless you this morning in Jesus' name. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became what? Very great. So now, the Bible said that he waxed great until he became very great. That is a journey. The New King James Version tells us, and the man prospered and continue prospering until he became prosperous. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. That is the part. Number two example is Job. But some people want to tell me, but Job, you know, was successful, and then he lost everything, and then he recovered everything. I want to let you know that when Job was successful, and he got the permission, the devil got the permission to deal with his life, as at that time, he wasn't living in the path that God has ordained. Because, you see, he was living in the realm of fear. Even though he has all the security, he has all the pretensions of God, but he was living in fear. He was living in doubt. You know his story very well. Even though he was praying, he was even harmed, but he wasn't living in the path of good success. Because the path of good success is a path of faith. We're going to talk about that. He was living in a realm of fear, a realm of uncertainty, until the devil came and struck him. But see, God wants to tell us, wants to prove to us that even though this guy lost it, I see I have something better for him. And then when the man will recover, he recover all and recover double. You know, Minister Evans and nice to us, you know, how God, you know, some of the things that he lost, and he got them double. This month of restoration, you are getting double of everything you've lost in the name of Jesus. I said you are getting double in the name of Jesus. The Lord have me to tell somebody you lost a very good relationship. You never thought you will lose this relationship, but somehow you lost it. The Lord sent me to tell you that you are getting something better in the name of Jesus. So we continue in laws of success in business and career. Number one is faith in God. Faith in God. Brother and sister, faith in God is vital to success in life and in business. See, let me even tell you, if you don't have faith, please don't venture into business. Because business is all about faith. Who told you, or how sure are you, that you will, this investment you are going to make in your business, you will reap the dividends, if not faith? Who told you that the goods you are importing will success, you will arrive? Who told you, if not faith? Faith in God is a vital law of success. As a matter of fact, the Bible makes us understand that faith is a law. The Bible calls it the laws of faith. Faith is a law that operates. A violation, I operate in this kingdom, a violation of the laws of faith is a trap for tragedy. But for you, there is no tragedy on your part in the name of Jesus. Faith is required. And that is why Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he said, without faith it is impossible to please God. Somebody want to tell me, well, oh, what does business has to do with God? What does business has to do with faith? Because see, God is a businessman. Every time I've read my Bible, I'm convinced that God is a businessman. I'm convinced that God is a scientist. I'm convinced that God, you see, it is why Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. The apostles, when they were talking in the book of Acts, they were praying. The Bible wants to understand that they were praying, and then you know, God had it to them. And when God had it to them, they could not, you know, they could not serve everybody then. Some people among them were complaining, oh, you are teaching us, you are doing like that. And they said, okay, let us pray, let us fight, so we can appoint people to be on this business. They call it business. And if you want to know whether or not God is a business, just look at the parables of Jesus. When Jesus was giving a parable of a man who was traveling, and then he gave his servants some gifts. One of them gave him five. You know that parable very well. Another person he gave two, another person one. And I said, go and do business with it. You know the story. Two of them got they did well, and one of them didn't do well. And when he came, he said, come and do accounts. I want to know. Then the guy that didn't do well, you know what he told him? He said, you can as well give me, when I gave you this talent, by the way, the word talent is money. All right? Okay, so when I gave you this talent, when I gave you this money to go and invest and do business, you should have told me that you can do this. I will have take my money to the bank and save it there, and then I will get interest. So when you are talking about God, think of in business, think of God like a capitalist. It is why when you do your business, you do your business with fairness. Because God wants you to make profit. And it's why when you do when you are fair in your business and you make profit, you don't feel guilty of making profit. Praise the Lord. Faith is very, very important. Faith is important. You see, in James chapter 1, verse 8. Look at what the Bible says. James chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 9. Okay, next up, verse 8. A double-minded man, the Bible says, is unstable in all his ways. Oh, so a man, an unstable man, is a man who cannot make decisions, an indecisive man. A man who cannot make decisions. A man who considers different opinion. The Bible says he's not stable in all his way. They say he's not stable in all his way. Do you know that one of the reasons why some people are not making progress in life is because they can't make decisions. It's because they are unstable. Their mind is not fixed. They have no faith. Fear, you know, when fear enters into the heart of a man, it makes you doubt. So when you begin to have doubt, know that there is a presence of fear. Doubt is an announcement of the presence of fear. And with that, you cannot, there is no how, whether in business or in career. Faith is very important. So as a Christian, the greatest investment you will make is an investment into your faith. Even an unbeliever that has faith, you know, Jesus has said it. He said, if any man, when Jesus was speaking, when you are reading your Bible, and you are reading the words of Jesus, begin to know, look at who is he talking to. Is he talking to the crowd? Is he talking to his disciples? Okay. So what is his message to them? Is this message for the his disciple or for everybody? When Jesus was speaking and says that if anyone will say unto this mountain, or if any man will believe, so he's making it general, so it becomes a law. So even a non-Christian, it is why non-Christians are making it, because they have faith that once they venture into this business, they will make it. They believe it. I was listening to a program, it's a church program, and a very, very successful, you know, real estate developer, very successful in this nation. They were interviewing him in a church, and the way he was speaking, I was just listening. So it's as if some things, there was many things going on in my. It's as if I should come onto the platform and ask him some questions. Because me, I like asking questions. So the lady asked one of the questions that was bubbling in my heart. He said, "Sir, you are talking as if the whole world is in your hand. You are talking as if you can't fail. What makes you talk like this?" He said, "The man said, fail. I don't have it in my dictionary." He said, "It depends on what you mean by failure. I don't have it in my dictionary." Wow. Wow. What a faith. He believed that if anything he wants to do, except he doesn't want to do it. That's why I love the great man of God, Archbishop Benson Dowser. He was preaching somewhere, and I said, "There is nothing I can." He said, "Ask me something I cannot do." Then he said, "No, don't worry. Ask me." He said, "Ask me. What can you not do?" The man asked himself, "What in this world can you not do?" He said, "The only thing I cannot do is what I don't want to do." The only thing in this world I can't do is what I don't want to do. But if I want to do it, I will achieve it. What a man of faith. God requires from us faith in our business, in our career, if you want to progress. Let me tell you, men of faith who are in career are people who are easily promoted. I'm telling you because they will offer ideas that will boggle mind. And there will be nobody to execute it, only them. That is the story of Joseph. When he got the revelation, he said, let the king do this. The idea cannot, Pharaoh cannot fathom it. He can't take it. He looked around everybody around him. Nobody can execute that. He said, okay, since you are the one that gave the suggestion, go and do it. It's still happening in companies today. Offer solutions. If they can't fathom, they say, okay, yeah, so go and do it. Men of faith, get to a level in your life that you believe, according to the Bible, that nothing is impossible to him that believe. Faith in God. See, it's good to have faith in yourself. But see, the principal thing is to have faith in God. So you have to know God and build your faith in him. So I said that the greater investment is the investment on your faith, because faith is what, look at what the Bible says, 3 John, we know that scripture very well, 3 John, verse 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Alright, so we classify that to be, success, physically, spiritually, and in every area. But the bedrock is that of your soul, your spirit. If you can prosper in your spirit, you prosper everywhere. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The Lord will have me to tell somebody, you have a shop, and then you are seeing something diabolical around your shop, and you are thinking of quitting or changing position. The Lord have me to tell you, don't consider that at all. You don't consider that at all. That is not a factor. Tell somebody, the enemy is not a factor. Again, say, the enemy is not a factor. There are things to note about faith. Number one, what you believe determines how you behave. What you believe determines how you behave. And how you behave determines what you become. What you believe determines how you behave, and how you behave determines what you become. In other words, I used to say that belief is like a vehicle. Luke chapter 1, verse 45, the Bible says, blessed is he that believes, for there shall be those things, there shall be performance of those things that are spoken of. So belief is, and if you read John chapter 1, you know that, it's like, if you've been in church for a very while, you know that. The Bible tells us that, I think verse 8 and 9, he said, he came to his own, and his own judged him not, but to them who believe him, to them he gave the power to become. For those who believe him, he gave them power to become. He gave them power to become. So, believing is a vehicle to destination. What you believe, you will become. So, it therefore matters what you believe in life. And that is why I told you that you should have that's what the Bible calls the mentality of the just. It's actually read the wisdom of the just. But that word wisdom is mentality of the just. The just have a certain type of mentality. And if you are just, at least if you are saved, you are just, you are the righteous one. So you should develop the mentality of the righteous, rooted in the world. Let your belief be based on this word of God. I mean, Sarah Fair, during the empowerment, said something. He said, if you are not listening to the word, say you are listening to the word. And that is, I wish everybody would understand that. Because if you are not listening to this word, the word is talking to you. Is it that the word is talking to you, and this word, the God's word, is also talking to you? So which one are you listening to? Which one are you patterning your life into? Which one are you patterning your business into? This is very important. Have right belief. Number two, things to note is that your faith determines your fate in life. Your faith determines your fate, F-A-T-E, in life. And so that is one of the words some people use for destiny. Your faith determines your... Because the what you believe, you become. The Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then number three things to note is that your faith, F-A-T-E, determines your future. The next one is that your faith, F-A-T-E, determines your fortunes. And finally, faith that we are talking about determines victories. Faith, F-A-I-T-E, determines victory. I'm seeing you succeeding in every areas of your life in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you that your business that looks so small will become mega in the name of Jesus. If you don't even have faith in God and in yourself, in your business, I'm telling you, you will not have people to join you in that business. Even not even staff. No matter how much you are paying them, once they discover that, they will look at it, there's no future in this business. But if you have staff, even if you are paying them 2,000, and then you have faith, they will stick with you because they know that you are going somewhere. And if you can't know how much more investor, people or partners that want to partner with you, you must have faith in yourself, faith in God. This is very important. Number two key is diligence. Diligence. Diligence is required in business and career. And this is not one-time thing. It's always diligence. It's very important. Don't ever subscribe to laziness. Don't ever come to a point where you become lazy. Because a lazy man has no future at all. Proverbs 18:9, the Bible says that he that is not full in his business is brother to him that is a great waster. Slothfulness. Let me quickly show you something in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible, this is one of the scripture that he said, he becometh poor that deal with slack hand. But the hand of the diligence, do what? Maketh rich. Now, the one I want to show you is the first few words. He said, he becometh poor. Those first three words is very powerful. He said, he became poor. Or he becomes poor. What does that mean? It tells me that no one is born poor. People become poor. No one is born poor. God does not create anyone in poverty. Now, let me further explain. If you want to know that God does not create anybody to be poor, if you have a baby, or if you have a child, you will know from their aspiration, from their talk, from their discussion and behavior, that they do not have mentality of poverty. A small child will be telling you, "Daddy, buy me an aeroplane." Can I get a witness? He might even tell you, he might even tell his friend, "My daddy will buy me a car. My daddy will buy me a car." He will ask you some things that you will look at. But you know how they become poor? Why they become poor? Because the parents will now be the educator of poverty for the child. They begin to tell them, "I don't have money." Or tell you, "I can't avoid that." And gradually, the child who was living at the realm of limitness, of abundance, of surplus, begin to descend. Begin to descend. Until you get used to him that there is poverty. So a guy that was asking you to buy me an aeroplane, tomorrow he say, "Mommy, give me money, I want to buy Gary." The Bible says it becomes poor. So one of the ways people become poor is laziness. That was what we read. See, the destination, the destiny of a lazy man is poverty. Even let him be born in the most wealthiest family. If the guy is a lazy type, he is coming to poverty. No, you know it now. You know history. Look at, there was a survey in the United States of some of the children of the wealthy people in the United States. I want to know some of the things about them. And they've come to understand that some of them who were born rich, you know, like they say, actually became poor because they could not manage that which was handed over to them. Why? Laziness. So they become poor. I refuse to become poor in life. John chapter 9, verse 4. Jesus said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. For the hour cometh when no man will walk. This is his motto. I must walk. I must walk. I must walk. I must walk. The problem with people is not maybe the one. The problem is job. And I want to believe that job is one of the things that destroy people. I'm telling you. Because see, job has to do with monetary exchange. Offer this, then collect money. So when people are looking for job, it's not really the work they are looking for. They are looking for the money behind the job. And the money is what make people poor. I love one great man of God. He said, there is no such thing as money. He said, money only exists in the mind of the poor. He said, there is no such thing as money. And I've done my research. I've discovered that the man was right. There is no such thing as money. If you work in the bank, you understand this. In that account, you are looking at 5 million and you are boasting that I have 5 million. If you go to the bank, there is nothing there. I'm telling you the truth. There is no such thing as money. Money only exists in the mind of the poor. Don't go after money, my brother and sister. Work and be diligent. And the Lord bless you even as you do the work faithfully in the name of Jesus. There are some important facts about diligence. Number one is diligence makes you add values to your organization. If you are a man of diligence, you add values. You want to make things better. You want to make things to progress. You add values to your organization. Number two is when you add value, you become valuable to your organizations. Many people, like I said, are looking for jobs. They are not looking for values. No, by privilege, I have opportunity to interview people. And when I have some questions, I wonder. In fact, sometimes I would think, where is this generation going to? Sometimes I project, what will be the future of the next 30 years if we continue like this? If our education continues to dingy like this, what will be the future of this world in the next 30 years if Jesus tarry? For your information, the organizations that sent out vacancy are looking for people who will add value to that organization. They are not looking for people that will drop pay. Because the truth of the matter is that it is the value you had, as it's from there, they will pay you. So make up your mind to add value in your business. Make up your mind that my business will add value to people's life. It will change people's lives. The next one is that diligence bats increase and expansion. When you are a diligent person, you increase. Your salary increase. Your role also increase because you'll be promoted. If you're in business, you see, you discover your business will grow and your business will expand. Suddenly, you want to have branches everywhere. And last point is that diligent bat wealth and surplus. When you are a diligent type, you enter into your wealthy place, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Number three is positive words. Positive words. Positive words. What you say determines what you say, because words are things. Can I say it again? I said words are things. Now, if you go to the book of Genesis, you know that scripture very well. The first world that was, God destroyed, and God wanted to create, to recreate. So Genesis chapter 1 is actually a story of recreation, because there was a world before that word. We call this present word. And the Bible says that God said, let there be light. And the Bible says that there was light. And the next thing, and the Bible saw. He spoke, it be, then he saw. He spoke, and what he spoke about became. Words are things. I remember some years ago, I was doing some study in this area, and I got, you know, I asked questions. Sometimes when I'm studying, I ask Holy Ghost some questions. I ask some questions. And you see, when God was creating the world, there was no morning. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, there was no morning. And the Bible says that he blessed Adam. Which material did he bless them? Is it money? Is it car? Is it houses? What? Huh? What? Words. He said, be fruitful. It's words. When Jacob wanted to bless his children, what did he do? Words. And you see, everything he talks about became words, positive words. Begin to say, good, it is why you don't complain about your job. Every time you are complaining, is the reason why things are not changing. You know, my father in the law tell a story that the only time he can remember in his life that stagnated was when he was complaining. And I can tell you, my father in the law is not a stagnated person. Last year, who the better year you in his life? Never, 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 never. It's always like this. Learn to speak word. Okay, they are paying you 5,000. The truth of the matter is that if you will be faithful in that 5,000, that 5,000 can turn to 500,000. I heard the story of a woman who is in the decoration department in his church, and he was doing this with, I'll talk about faithfulness, but that was the next point. For doing it so faithful, so faithful, so faithful. I mean, you must have heard the story. And then the former president of this nation now came to that church and said, who did this decoration? I said, this woman, she just come and do it for free. There's nothing there. And I said, I want her. And then finally, she finds herself in Aso Rock. I'm talking about words. Words is very important. It is why God said in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, He said, as you have said in my hearing, so will I do. That means that God is hearing you every time you talk. As you have said in my hearing, so will I do. So I want to ask you a question. What have you been saying about your life? What have you been saying about your children? What have you been saying about your business? What have you been saying about your career? What have you been saying? It is why you should not classify yourself as small scale business. Except you want to remain a small scale business. You may have it in paper, you may have it, but in your mind, you are not thinking like that. Worse, it is why you don't wake up and say, them poor people. Or them are one mekono. Speak life to your business. Speak life to your career. Speak life to everything around you. And I see you progressing in the name of Jesus. What are the important factors about words? Number one, words are seed. Every time you speak, you plant seed. And there is a law about seed. The law about seed is that the seed will eventually germinate and produce. Number two is that your business and career will turn in the direction of your world. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. Your business and career will turn in the direction of your world. He said, for he that will love life and see good days. He's talking about future. He said, if you love life and you want to see good days, he said, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak no guile. Your life and your business and career will turn in the direction of your... Oh boy, how important our word is. Then number three is that words are constructive and words are destructive. You construct with your word and you destroy with your word. Anytime you destroy the plan of the wicked, you do destroy it with hammer, you do destroy it with chisel, you do destroy it with bulldozer, you bulldozer it, you chisel it, and you hammer it with your word. Words create and words destroy. And lastly, your declaration determines your manifestation. What you declare is what you will manifest. I see life coming into you in the name of Jesus. I see life coming into your business in the name of Jesus. So therefore, if you don't have something good to say, just keep quiet. If you don't have something positive to say, keep quiet so that you will not destroy yourself. Don't crack jokes that is evil in nature. Don't crack jokes that is, because you see, I'm discover, you know, that this generation, I'm talking of the youth, it's as if they are doing the same thing. When you open your, you know it on your social media, you see all of them dancing. It's as if the something is just, it's just released into the world that everybody should be dancing. So you see everybody. Before it was only a picture that we are talking about. But now it has progressed from only picture. Now it's dancing. Somebody wants to dance. I want to see your like this. Just see that something is there. And another thing is that it's joke. It's as if everybody is a comedian. Is there anything wrong about comedy? No, absolutely no. It depends on your content. It depends on the kind of jokes you are dishing out. But you see jokes. I mean, there is a guy I saw his joke yesterday, and I was amazed. I don't know why. Maybe he's hearing me. If he doesn't hear me, please help me send this message to him. They call him Mr. Macaroni. That guy is mad. Perhaps you are following him. I pity you. Go and unfriend yourself. Unfriend yourself and send him message. Pastor Ebenezer Ajago asked me to unfriend you. I know what I'm talking about. This is the first time I'm going to say this kind of thing in public. I know what I'm talking about. Unfriend yourself. Don't follow him. Number four. Wow, my time is up. Be faithful. Be faithful. Faithfulness is very important. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. That is what the Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 20. Faithfulness is very important. Faithfulness. To be faithful means to be committed. It also means to be consistent, and it also means to be dependable. As an employee, it is expected of you to be faithful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it made us understand that in stewardship, you are expected to be faithful. And if you are an employer also, you need to be faithful. You need to be faithful. And you demonstrate your faithfulness in keeping your promises. Some of you who are in a business, who your business depends on another business. There is something in business that we call B2B. That is business to business. If you offer services or products for another business, for example, let's say you are into providing internet services. So you provide internet services, you need another business to partner with you to buy your service. If you are not faithful, I can tell you they will not continue to do business with you. A business depends on your business for survival, and you are not faithful. It means that you want to kill their business. So in that standing, they will leave you. So be faithful. Faithfulness is very, very important. And lastly, is godly character or integrity. Godly character and integrity. This is very important. Godly character is very important because who you are determines your level of success. There's a story in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. A man by the name Gehazi is an apprentice under the tutelage of a great prophet Elijah. And the Bible made us to understand that there was a man called Naaman. He came and man of God, you know, he didn't even pray. Miraculously, he told him, go and wash in the pool. And the man, you know, got reluctant. Then eventually he obeyed and then everything. He became whole. And he had special gifts to appreciate the man of God. But the man of God said, no, I don't want. Go with your gift. And this man called Gehazi, you know, ran after him and he collected the gift. And eventually he became leper. Why? Because he lacks character. And even when he was going, he didn't know. He thought that it was only him. But by the time he came, the man of God called him, where are you coming from? He said, I just said, my eyes, they follow you. Say, my eyes, they follow you. I see everything. I don't even know how the man got the effrontery to lie for the man of God. Brother and sister, don't kill your life. Develop good character. Brother and sister, don't kill your business. Develop good character. If you are in partnership with somebody and you cannot guarantee 100% of their character, what are you doing with him? Because it will destroy your life. If you are in a business or you are in a career, or you are working somewhere in an organization and you cannot be faithful, you know that the atmosphere there does not encourage faithfulness. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? Okay, let me say it plainly. Resign. Pastor, where will I get a job? That's your problem. Faith, number one, I talk about. You know, my father-in-law told the story when God called him to the ministry, and then, you know, the ministry demand for more of his time, and he's in the business, he's in the career that demands most of his time. And I said, I just have to resign because I cannot be in church and be praying, and they will call me, I will tell them, oh, I'm with the customer. So it's better I resign. And look at the fruits today. Somebody's here, I pray for you that your life will move in the directions that he has planned for you in the name of Jesus. I say your life will move in the direction that God has planned for you in the name of Jesus. In your business you will excel. In your business you will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.